Attorney Robert Savage here. Today, talking to you about high-pressure cold calls that you might get from a stockbroker or other investment professional. Have you received one of these phone calls from a loud, pushy salesperson insisting that you purchased shares of a company that you've never heard of before? High-pressure cold calling is associated with speculative securities, so it's best to be aware if you get these types of calls. These calls are designed to convince you to purchase stocks that you don't want to own. And typically, these stocks are recommended because the broker makes money when you buy, not because the stock is right for you. And of course, if you do wind up buying one of these stocks, you may have then a basis for suing your broker for any losses associated with it. If a broker has called you and tried to pressure you to quickly invest with no discussion of your investment needs and goals, then you've been the target of high-pressure cold calling. This is something to consider both for yourself, but for loved ones in your life, particularly older people who are at home most of the day, unable to get out of the house as frequently as they like to, and are often looking to make that connection with another human being who's going to be nice to them on the phone. And the problem is this may wind up being bad for them. So either yourself or your parents or your grandparents are taking these calls and you start hearing them talking about this new person they've met on the phone and how wonderful and nice they are. You need to be aware and make sure that you're protecting them from a potential scam through a high-pressure cold call and a speculative stock. Now, the broker may say to you that if you don't buy the stock, you're missing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and that the offer to buy the stock is only good for today. And they may talk about giving you discounted commissions to get you to do the deal, or to give you special pricing on the stock to get you into the stock ahead of some news that might be coming off. So you need to be careful of these calls. If you have no funds to invest and you tell the broker this, they may recommend that you sell one of your other stocks or take a margin loan to buy his or her hot stock pick. So don't commit to buying a stock until you know it fits into your investment needs and objectives. You want to be aware of what is classically known as the three-call system that originated many years ago in Manhattan from some of the classic boiler room brokerage operations. This process is still used today. The first call is to get acquainted with you, to make you feel comfortable with them. And then the second call is to develop further this comfort level with you. And then on a third call, the broker will push you to buy whatever stock they are selling that day. Now, luckily, you can prevent these types of calls, but if you have already been targeted of these high-pressure cold calling and you've invested, make sure you talk to an attorney who understands these types of investments and see if they can help you sue your broker to recover your money. Now, to stop the calls from a broker or other pushy salesperson, there's a simple and powerful tool, and that is to simply say no thank you and hang up the phone. So you're being respectful, and you're being polite, and you're being firm in hanging up the phone. Remember, a pushy salesperson is hoping you'll continue to talk to them because their skill is in getting people to like them and to trust them. Do not fall prey to their tactics. Or the next time you receive an unwanted sales call, just simply ask to be put on their do not call list and write down their number and their name, and this should prevent further calls from that firm or broker. And if they call you again, you have other protections and other ways to stop the broker from doing this because you may be able to get a penalty assessed against that firm that will be paid to you. Another way to stop almost all telemarketing calls is to add your phone to the do not call list. Okay. Now, you can call the state of Florida at 800-435-7352. That's 800-435-7352 in order to get on the state's do not call list. And this will be very helpful in limiting the list number of calls you get. So the do not call list is a centralized list of numbers that no telemarketer is permitted to call, and brokers are telemarketers. If they do, they may be liable to you to pay for their violations under these rules. So the telemarketers are required under the laws to have a copy of this do not call list and to make sure that they do not call any numbers on this list. So look into doing that. Now, let's say that you do get a call from a broker who tells you a story about a stock, and you think the story sounds pretty good, and you might want to purchase the stock. Well, look before you leap, and let me tell you a little bit about how you might be able to try to protect your investment, your hard-earned money that you have reserved for your retirement. Now, you want to make sure the broker is credible, that the company is real, it's a viable company, and, of course, that the stock fits your investment needs. Some of these ideas to help you avoid purchasing a bad investment include the following. Don't do business with a broker who gives you a specific stock price prediction, such as telling you that your stock will double in price in 6 months, or tell you it'll get to 100 in the next 3 months, whatever the case might be. Remember that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Another way to protect yourself is do not send money to a broker based on one phone call, or even three phone calls, as we talked about in the three-call system. It's good practice to wait until you're able to visit with the broker at his office and learn more about the broker and his or her company. You want to make sure they have a real presence, that they have an office, and that they're a real company. Additionally, you can help protect yourself by finding more about the broker by contacting FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and they have a public disclosure program. You can find this at www.finra.org or by calling the FINRA Public Disclosure Hotline toll-free at 800-289-9999. You can give them your broker's name, and they'll pull up a report and give you some basic information. Additionally, you can go to BrokerCheck, which is part of the FINRA website, and put in your broker's name and get a detailed report about their licensing history, their time in the industry, where they worked before they were in the industry, and any complaints they've had either from a regulatory authority or from other customers such as yourself. It's a powerful tool to make sure you're not dealing with someone who probably shouldn't be entrusted with your hard-earned money. Now, if you do decide to open an account and buy the stock, you want to make sure that you carefully and accurately complete the new account opening documents and carefully read the fine print. You want to keep a copy of the new account form and any other documents that you sign. This is important because if you leave blanks on a new account opening form and send it back to the broker, the problem is they're going to fill in whatever they want to meet their needs, not your needs. And so you may wind up, if you leave blanks on your investment objective or your experience in the market, finding out later on that the broker has written in there that you have significant experience in the market and that you are a risky investor. And therefore, any investment they put in your account, they then have plausible deniability that it was accurately represented to you and an appropriate and suitable investment for you. Be certain that your broker knows and understands your financial situation and your investment objectives. If your broker doesn't know these things, they cannot make suitable recommendations for you. Make sure they understand if you're on a limited income, or if you're about to retire, or if you're about to have a significant expense in your life. This will impact the types of investments that are suitable for you. If you decide to purchase a stock, you want to make sure that you first review written research material on the company, and only buy stocks of companies whose business you understand. You don't want to buy these black box companies where there's some magical system or product or machine that they've created, and based on this, they're going to make a bunch of money for you as an investment. So just be careful and make sure it's a real company. Now, if you do have a problem with your broker, and this goes for any part of your relationship with a stockbroker, you need to immediately contact the brokerage firm and talk to the manager. The quicker you contact the brokerage firm, the better it will be for you in trying to undo something bad that has happened in your account. So as always, we recommend that you look at your account statements every month, and if you see anything unusual in the activity, to contact somebody who can help you understand what happened and determine if there's a way to undo what has occurred in your account. Until next time, this is Robert Savage, hoping you have solid investments and have no need to hire an attorney to recover any of your losses in the stock market.